Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Nordman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nordman.
Oh, yeah, you are kicking it with KBN here on a Wednesday where we're going to do a little Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? This is kind of the thing that the Packers dealt with last week, right? Monday game, week's all thrown off. We're pros here at KBN, though. We can handle it. Shout out to ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison, ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison YouTube pages. We love any way that you can come in and connect and hang out here with us on KBN. Kyle Wallace is right in front of me. Alex Strofe is behind the glass. The maestro of Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? And Ben Brust's chair is empty, because that's what we're going to go ahead and do. We're going to play some Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Let's not waste any more time, Strofe. Let's roll it.
For those of you who say Ben Brust is an idiot, here's your chance to be proven right. It's time to play Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Presented by Lakeland University. Don't put your life on hold to earn your degree. Build a schedule that meets your needs. Lakeland.edu.
That's right, it is Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Presented by Lakeland University. Here's how we play. 15 questions in 90 seconds. Get as many answers correct as you can. You're allowed to say pass. We will come back to it if you get through the rest. If you beat Ben Brust, you're winning an ESPN Wisconsin prize package. Today, Ben's opponent, Ken in Milwaukee. Ken, question one, how are you feeling? What's your confidence level? Question two, do you want me or Kyle Wallace to be your question asker today? A little bit of a choose your own destiny with Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust?
Sure. Doing good, feeling good, and I'll take the questions from you. That's fine.
Okay, let's go ahead and take it. Kyle, sit back, relax.
Brad was
enjoy
so happy.
Show. Yeah, that's right. Because somebody picked you. I was last in the power rankings last week on someone's power rankings. Yeah. So
thanks
it feels a little good to be
thanks
picked.
Thanks for
I'm
picking Brad. He literally lit up like a Christmas tree.
I
when
did.
You said,
thanks, Ken. You made my day.
Ken really didn't care.
I'm already rooting for KBN Nation. Now I'm really rooting for Ken. Ken, any questions on how to play?
Nah, good to go.
All right, here, let's go ahead and do it. In 3, 2, 1. What fruit was the first to be eaten on the moon?
Apple.
What's the term for the dot over the lowercase I or J?
Pass.
What's the only planet in our solar system that is not named after a god or goddess?
Mars.
What animal is said to spend up to 90% of its life sleeping?
Owl.
What's the official state dance of Wisconsin?
Oh, man. The polka?
The phrase, Houston, we have a problem, became famous after what crisis?
The Apollo 13. Apollo 11, sorry.
What's the term for a group of flamingos?
Pass.
What is the top-selling board game of all time?
Monopoly.
What city's baseball team was the Pilots before leaving for Milwaukee?
Seattle.
What's the technical term for your funny bone?
Elbow.
What bird is often associated with delivering babies?
Pelican.
I'm not gonna lie. Those questions were
it
tough.
It looks like a pelican.
Their questions.
It does look like a pelican, but it's not a pelican. Yeah, tough questions. It would have been a 4 spot, but he changed one of his answers. That was correct to incorrect. So it was a 3 spot for Ken.
Okay.
Probably a question asker.
Don't you put that on me. I'm rooting for Ken. We're all rooting for Ken. Ken's my boy.
It's going to be close.
It's going to be close. I'm not sure Ben's getting most of these. These were hard questions.
He can fall in and stumble into at least 4.
I can tell that Strofe's in his bag, the maestro of it. I will say the questions get more manageable. So I was hoping
at
that Ken
end,
would.
He took too long. Yeah, he took a little bit too long with some of these.
Yeah, I can see Ben coming down the hall, so I will refrain from any more discussion of that. Ben Bruss walking through the door again, turning
close the computer.
A man of integrity, quickly throws away the integrity, and I can even see. Good job, KBN Nation. I'm seeing the last thing was about Matty Mouse, so I don't think there was any any answers
Matty Mouse
that were submitted anyway.
Good job, KBN Nation.
Good job, KBN Nation.
Did
okay.
you guys tell them not to send the answers?
No, we didn't.
It was that hard.
That's just discipline
that
right there. Something the Packers aren't executing with right now.
Well, you don't win an ESPN Wisconsin prize pack by texting in the answers.
That is true. All right. Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss? Presented by Lakeland University. 15 questions in 90 seconds. Get as many answers correct as you can. You're allowed to say pass. We'll come back to it if you get through the rest. If Ken in Milwaukee beats you, he's going to win an ESPN Wisconsin prize pack. Any questions, Ben?
I want to win.
All right, good.
Okay, good.
Good. I believe
I like that mindset.
Yeah.
I believe, yeah, you said, no, you
okay,
said.
Okay, oh, here we go.
That's good, that is.
You do. Yeah. Right, you seem very likable. You're not a villain today.
Because Ken in Milwaukee must have done well.
I'm not going to divulge his performance. Just do the best you
guys
you can.
Are the you, like, do you the guys best are bad actors.
Oh, we're so bad.
Put forth a full effort.
Horrible actors.
Good luck. Good luck, Ben.
Are you ready?
Kyle, you're so annoying.
No, you don't need it. You'll be fine.
Yeah. You'll be fine. You'll be totally fine.
And you guys
fine.
Just
you'll be fine.
You guys are like. Each other's best friends just repeating everything.
Go, just focus. You got it, man.
Just
you want to win?
Yeah.
I want to win so bad
focus.
Today.
There we go.
Okay,
you're
ready.
I'm ready.
Let's
now.
Get started in 3, 2, 1. What fruit was the first to be eaten on the moon?
Strawberries?
What's the term for the dot over the lowercase I and J?
Ampersand?
What's the only planet in our solar system not named after a god or goddess?
Mars?
What animal is said to spend up to 90% of its life sleeping?
A bear?
What's the official state dance of Wisconsin?
Polka.
Hey.
The phrase, Houston, we have a problem, became famous after what crisis?
The Cuban Missile Crisis.
What is the term for a group of flamingos?
A flock.
Ooh. What is the top-selling board game of all time?
Monopoly?
What city's baseball team was the Pilots before leaving for Milwaukee?
Seattle.
What's the technical term for your funny bone?
Your elbow?
What bird is often associated with delivering babies?
Oh, the one with the big throat. pass.
What band famously told listeners to don't stop believing?
Journey.
What element is represented by the symbol O?
Oxygen.
What instrument is Lisa Simpson of The Simpsons playing?
Violin.
What animal can't jump but can run up to 35 miles per hour? That's a good little trivia question.
Can't jump.
What animal can't jump but can run up to 35 miles per hour?
That don't make any sense.
Sure it does.
Would be a
name an animal.
A gorilla.
You don't think gorillas can
gorillas
jump?
Yeah, famously,
they definitely
jump.
Gorillas famously incredibly athletic.
But leaping from tree.
All I do is win. Oh,
yeah.
I mean, he only had a three spot.
Let's
so.
Go.
Yeah, he had a three spot.
I know we're horrible actors, and he did really well, but he got three right.
Yeah.
Horrible actors. Three of my last four? I'm getting smarter.
Well, the callers weren't the smartest.
Is brought to you by Lakeland University. Woohoo! Wisconsin's leader in flexible, personalized education. Maybe I've been taking some classes. Whether you're just starting college, finishing your degree, or balancing work and family, Lakeland lets you earn your degree your way. Lakeland University, experience it your way.
I thought this was a very challenging, Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss? Alex Strofe was in his bag. First fruit to be eaten on the moon.
Banana.
Nope.
Apple.
Nope. This one's a hard one. Peach.
Oh, what?
A peach.
Why would we know that?
I don't know.
Did you know it?
No.
No, he didn't know. We just.
Well, but you got to think about just, stuff like this. Like a question like that.
Chef Ed got 13 for the record.
I bet he did. There's only, what, like 8 or 9 answers you could possibly give there?
Peach would be low on the list for me.
Same. But
all right, keep it rolling. No one got it.
Good luck with it.
Fun word on this one. The term for the dot over the lowercase I and J. A tittle.
Oh.
T-I-T-T-L-E.
I'm glad I didn't know what it was because I would have messed that one up and had to dump it.
Fun word. Very fun word. A tittle.
Ampersand is the I just looked down. It's the seven, shift seven.
Is this that squiggly?
That's correct, yeah.
No, it's the and.
It's the and.
Oh, yeah, ampersand. yeah. Okay. Only planet in our solar system.
Mm.
Not named after a god or goddess.
Earth!
Yeah! There you go. Nice.
Very good. Earth.
I
overthought that one.
Yeah, kind of a trick question.
Yeah. What animal is said to spend up to 90% of its life sleeping? The koala. You said a bear.
Koala bear?
Nah, it's not specific.
Not specific enough.
Give me a break.
So, wait.
You were thinking of like a black bear.
Whoa, yeah, right. You don't know what kind of bear I was thinking
you were
of.
Thinking
I was thinking of a damn koala.
You were thinking of hibernation like black brown bear.
No, I was thinking of the white koala bear.
Then why did you say koala?
Because I said bear, because it's a bear. Is a koala bear a bear?
All right. You won either way. Official state dance.
Tell me, wait, you won. Why are you complaining?
Tell me, wait. The white koala bear.
Yeah, they're not white. Pandas are white.
Are they?
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about a koala bear, Kyle. I think anyone would have known that even with me out.
But you said the white one. Talking about a damn panda.
No, I wasn't talking about a panda.
I'm thinking about a polar bear. He's thinking a polar bear.
I'm thinking about a sloth in my head, I think.
I don't know if they're white either. Maybe they are. I don't know.
They're just sloth.
They're kind of gray.
And sloths aren't bears. They have claws.
But like, he knew the answer was a bear.
Can you just go to
bears that, have claws.
And you go to them.
Yeah, some but degree. Like, they're longer.
The long
is a sloth a rodent? a large rodent?
That's a good question.
I'll look it up.
Okay.
Koalas nor pandas are bears.
Pandas.
Wait, a panda is not a bear?
Sure it is. Panda bear.
A sloth is a mammal. A sloth is an odd mammal. It's like a human.
Well, a rodent's a mammal.
Yes, a panda is a giant. Yeah, okay. Wrong, Darwin.
All right. Official state dance of Wisconsin, polka. Very good. The phrase, Houston, we have a problem.
The Cuban Missile Crisis.
Comes after what crisis? You're going to kick yourself on this one. Apollo 13.
I don't know anything about Apollo 13.
You watch the movie?
Didn't see the movie.
Yeah, for a movie buff, I'm surprised.
I'm guessing the spaceship crashed.
No, they just had problems. They didn't crash.
Okay, good for them.
What is the term for a group of flamingos? Another fun word, a flamboyance.
Oh, a flock wasn't a bad guess.
Yeah, flamboyance.
Flamboyance.
Hmm. I had never heard this before, that's why I put it in there.
That is good. This is actually really good information.
I'm learning a lot. Monopoly is the best top-selling board game of all time. It was the Seattle Pilots before they moved to Milwaukee.
I gotta be honest, didn't think you'd get that one. Good job.
Yeah. Technical term for your funny bone, ulnar nerve.
Ulnar when they have the surgery.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Bird associated with delivering babies. Ken said a pelican. You said a big throat. A stork.
I said the bird with a big ass throat.
Yeah. Stork. Journey, obviously saying don't stop believing. Oxygen is indeed the element of the symbol O. Lisa Simpson.
You
in
want
the
another
Simpsons.
Crack at the sun?
No, he didn't watch the Simpsons. Simpsons.
Piano?
No, he didn't watch the Simpsons.
I didn't watch
the
Simpsons. Drums?
Saxophone.
Saxophone.
There it is.
Saxophone. The final, this is a great question. This is so good. What animal, do you know this one, Kyle? What animal can't jump but can run up to 35 miles per hour?
See, I wasn't sure. Can ostrich jump?
Yeah, I think it can jump.
Okay. 35 miles per hour.
Brad feels so powerful.
I wouldn't be able to get this.
Bigger animal.
Elephant?
There you go.
Elephant.
It's kind of like, oh, of course.
Those
but
things
you
can move.
That. That's a good one. They can
run 35?
Up to, yeah.
You're not outrunning an elephant.
So no? here's a story about an elephant.
What about their lateral movement? If like ran around like...
Oh, I imagine that would be hard.
You know what I mean? Like, they couldn't stop on a dime. I mean, they're big.
Yeah, for sure.
So I saw a story about an elephant. I didn't confirm whether it's true or not. An elephant trampled a man in, I don't know, we'll say Africa. Trampled a man in Africa. And then the man was hurt, but he wasn't dead. Came back, found a man to finish it off. Finish it off.
Oh, my God.
He's out there. I got ready.
Need more insurance in the animal's life. Am I right, Kyle?
Yes, you do. Listen, life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their agents will make you feel totally protected with a home, auto, or life policy that's right for you. Also, you're free to enjoy your dreams. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully and dream fearlessly. Visit them today at amfam.com. You can get a quote instantly online or find an agent near you by visiting amfam.com with American Family Insurance.
The handsome Rob Domofsky of ESPN's Waiting on Video. He joins us next on Kyle Bruston Ortman.
This is Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
I said, baby, we got to do more sucking. And so I called the company. I said, listen, y'all put this thing in here. Y'all need to come on.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
There are certain organizations that can't get certain positions right. The Bears can't get a quarterback.
Bold, bald, beautiful.
I'm one small, bald man.
ESPN NFL Nation reporter Rob Domofsky.
To me, their window is now wide open.
On Kyle Brust and Nortman.
Joining us across ESPN Wisconsin, I'm Kyle Brust and Nortman. Is the bold, the bald, the beautiful. He is Rob Domofsky from Lambeau Field. Rob, what's going on?
Oh, not much, Ben. Just trying to parse through what Matt LaFleur said in his 17-minute press conference we just finished up with a few minutes to go.
Outside of him scoffing a little bit at the idea of giving up play calling, what are some of your biggest takeaways?
Well, he wasn't ordering a pizza on his tablet.
Very funny. Thanks, Matt.
Presume he wasn't playing Candy Crush or Wordle or any of those games either. Look, I mean, not a lot. He acknowledged that there's issues with the offense, starting with him, as he always says. I thought some of the more interesting stuff, though, is the offensive line. I mean, like, there were several questions about, you know, what he's going to get from those guys and how he needs to get better play from them. I actually asked him, it's a moot point now, but I asked him if he thought the Elgton Jenkins, the center thing, worked and was successful, and he said he thought it was. I still disagree. And Elton's gone for the year, you know, after the broken fibula. But I just think, you know, if they're going to bring Elgton Jenkins back next year, they probably shouldn't play him at center. I think he should play at left guard, but that's a next year problem. But to me, I do think a lot of their issues, Ben, start on the offensive line. I mean, they really do. This is a run game, a running offense that was fifth in the league in rushing last year. I think they're 20th right now. It's not working up front, and they're going to start Sean Ryan at center, just like they finished the last game with that alignment, and they better hope it goes better.
You know, obviously offense, O-line, that is the main concern for this team, but I'm still fascinated by the kicker situation, Rob. Can you fill in any of the blanks? Because it seems like, and we heard on the telecast that McManus told Aikman that he's still hurt pregame, so why is he out there? I'm a McManus believer, right? I think he should be your long-term kicker, but if he's not healthy, what do we do? Now, he didn't play horrible, and I don't think he's going to make that 64-yarder anyway, but there has been times, and there will be more times, if he's not healthy, this will be an issue. Yeah. So can you just fill us in on where that's at and what the road looks like going forward with the kicker position?
Yeah, it's a great question, Brad. This whole thing has been sort of mismanaged or mishandled from the start right back to when the beginning when Matt LaFleur said it's a major concern and McManus said, I don't know what thesaurus he's using, but it's not a major concern. Then he misses a couple games. They bring in Haversick, who's 10 for 10 in those games, including the 61-yarder. And it looked like, hey, let's take our time with McManus because Haversick is going well. Did McManus rush back because he saw that and said, I got to get my job back? Maybe. And the other thing, too, I wonder, Brad, is, you know, he told Aikman that, right, in the production meeting. Is he telling the Packers that? Like, is he being honest with them because he wants to play and kick? And he was maybe more honest with Aikman than he was with the Packers. That I don't know. And if that's the case, then I would say it's a little bit on McManus. If that's not the case and the Packers are aware that he's not fully right, then it's on them for going with this. Although Matt LaFleur did say today that the reason they're sticking with McManus is he's been good in practice, and they go off what they see. He practices well. He makes kicks in practice. So that's why they're sticking with him, and it sounds like they're sticking with him again this week.
Rob Domofsky joining us here on Kyle Brust and Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin.
Rob, why should fans have any faith that Matt LaFleur is going to get this offense turned around?
Well, it's a really good and legitimate question, Kyle. I will say this. He's in his first six seasons. He's in year seven. They've been top 11 in offense in four of those six seasons, including last year. They were fifth in total offense. So it's not like he forgot how to coach in the last, you know, 6 months. I do wonder if the ideas have gotten a little bit stale I think we saw that at the end of the Mike McCarthy era, mm-hmm. that maybe he didn't evolve offensively. So I do think there's a little bit of concern there. But, I mean, you know, the guy's track record is pretty good. You know, he was able to figure out in 2023 after a similar sluggish start to the season how to get Jordan Love going. Some of that, if I'm not mistaken, was throwing the ball downfield a little bit more. And, you know, depending on it's almost like they're using the excuse, well, everyone's playing soft coverage, we can't do it. We'll try, right? Like maybe they try to get the ball down the field a little bit more in spite of what the coverage tells you you should do. I guess that's the reason that I think maybe there's a chance. I don't know that I feel overly optimistic about it happening, but, you know, it's they're riding with LaFleur as the play caller the rest of the way. So it's up to him to kind of prove he can turn it around.
Rob, there's just been so many head-scratching moments this season with LaFleur from a game management, time, score situation. And I want your take on the Jordan Love versus Matt LaFleur on this, because we heard Josh Jacobs. He sounded like a wounded puppy having to run that inside zone, knowing that, you know, they called inside zone.
Yeah.
You got two timeouts. You're in a hurry up. It's fourth and one. Where do you put this at? Like, does Jordan Love need to have a better pulse, or is it Matt LaFleur from the sideline making sure it's better?
Well, let's just address the fourth down thing. And if they truly knew what was coming, that's bad. Is it possible that they were just guessing inside zone and they guessed right? I mean, I don't know. I mean, who's going to run
first and second down the entire game? I'd guess the same thing too.
Yeah, but who's going to run an outside zone play on fourth and one that's going to take longer to develop? I'm just presenting that as a possibility that they didn't actually know what was coming. The greater problem is all the things you mentioned, is that they have become somewhat predictable. They have made mistakes with play calls, with decision-making, with just getting lined up. I mean, you know, and here's another thing I don't understand is the Bo Melton situation. He was lined up illegally on that play, right? I believe it wouldn't have mattered because it was a penalty on him. You know, here's a guy who you turned into a cornerback, and he played cornerback all offseason.
Yep.
And the only snaps that he's played other than special teams this year are at receiver. What did you expect? Like, the guy has not – he hasn't been in practice as a receiver. He's been thrown in there in the games in some tough situations. You know, why they went with him in that situation is another one of those head-scratching decisions. Going back to your original point, though, about LaFleur and Love, Ben, the way they're calling games makes you wonder if LaFleur either trusts the quarterback or doesn't know yet or is confused about what he should do and what the quarterback does well at this point. It is. But is it a problem with the quarterback? Is it a problem with the coach or some combination of both?
This is now 2 weeks in a row where we've talked about you provided excellent context on the Homer Hour. When you think back to the fourth and nine, was the fourth and nine where Jordan threw it across the field? You talked about the personnel that was out there when he threw that ball. And this is another situation where you have specific personnel out there where people are killing Bo Melton for not catching the pass. Well, he hasn't been a wide receiver on the fourth down and he dropped. Yeah. And no one's right in the chest.
Exactly.
But KYP, Matt, know your personnel. So it's a bad theme that I keep hearing from you. And all these situations come back to the people on the field and the execution. And that falls on the guy who's scoffing at the idea of giving up play calling, and it drives me nuts.
Yeah.
That's a fair point. I think I can't disagree with any of that, Ben.
Yeah, Rob, and just considering all that, considering Ed Policy and the decisions coming up, how hot is Matt LaFleur's seat right now?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that Ed necessarily did, you know, LaFleur and Gutekunst any favors. Not that he did it intentionally, but just by sort of the way he presented it over the summer that, look, these guys – you know, have this year and next year on their contracts. I'm not going to give anybody an extension now, but I also don't believe in lame duck coaches, which, I mean, he didn't say that means this season is what he's going to judge it on, but that's what he meant, right? The season, it's make or break for those guys. And, you know, it definitely ramped up the pressure a little bit, but, you know, that aside, if you're him and you're judging this on, you know, whether you're going to give those guys contract extensions or not, you know, you're not making any decision right now. They are still 5-3-1, and if they end up winning 11 games and make a run to the NFC Championship game, you know, I think your thinking is totally different. But, you know, if he had to make the decision right now, which obviously he doesn't, I think he would have to think long and hard about it. It's definitely not a, you know, an automatic no-brainer. I do think, and I wonder if, I think Brian Gutekunst is probably in a safer position. He went out and did some of the things that people have been asking for forever, drafting a first-round receiver, which they don't use, going after Micah Parsons, doing those kinds of things. Now, he did whiff on Aaron Banks and Nate Hobbs, it looks like.
Woo,
but
big whiff.
For the most part, you know, I think if you were grading Goody or in LaFleur, you'd grade Goody a little higher. I do wonder if he decides to do anything either way, if he gives Goody a contract extension and the power to then, you know, make the decision on the coach, which right now that's not the way it's structured. Obviously, you guys know that Mark Murphy had both those guys reporting to him. And the only way to change that literally is to do new contracts because it says in their contracts who they report to.
Yeah, so this Eagles loss is a tough one. The Eagles are a great football team still in my mind. Is there any silver lining to take away from this loss?
I mean, the defense, obviously, right? I mean, you know, the defense has played well enough to win in all three of their losses. And the Eagles kind of gave the Packers a bonus chance by that boneheaded Nick Sirianni play not to punt it. You know, even if you punt it in the end zone, you're still gaining 20
yards. You
didn't
go to the bathroom for that one too, did you?
No, that one I was sitting there trying to figure out how this game was going to end, still writing my story that I have to file at the gun. But I do think, and I wrote this morning, I think it ran today on ESPN.com, Kyle, about, you know, sort of the defensive guys, you know, saying basically that they don't know how much more they can do, but while also not blaming the offense either. You know, I do think those guys are walking a fine line, and it's such an unusual sport. Where, you know, one side of the ball or one group of people can play really well and the other play terrible and the terrible side wins out. And if you're on the good side, how do you handle that? Do you say, well, we did our job? And you know, at this point, they're walking that fine line of that. Basically, if your guy's on the defensive side of the ball, you just got to keep trying to do what you're doing and maybe steal a takeaway that turns into points or something. But I don't know how much more the defense can do right now.
Well, Rob, we appreciate your insight. Thank you for joining us. You can see him on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison right now and listen back there, or see him on TV because that's where he's always shining as an ESPN NFL Nation reporter for the Packers. Thanks, Rob.
All right, guys. We'll be seeing you.
Brad, I never have any doubt when I call 855-PELA-WI.
Yeah, that's, you shouldn't, Ben, because that is one team that you can count on because you'd be calling Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Gina Della from Pella herself. And there's a reason why you can trust them. They've been around for over 100 years. So you're talking about every different economy, every different kind of weather, and they've been able to sustain themselves and thrive through it all. So if you're looking for that home transformation, increase your home value, decrease that energy cost, and have a transformation from the inside out that will change the character of your entire home, then Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin is the only place to go. And right now is the best time to take advantage. Not only is winter on our doorstep, literally, but this is the time that Pella is offering a deal that cannot be ignored. 0% interest for up to 72 months. 6 years. 6 years of 0% interest that you get to enjoy the energy efficient, the beautiful, the durable, the customizable Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, but 0% interest for 6 years. Boy, that is a deal that you cannot shy away from. And if you're thinking about the project, if the time is now, the time is now. So give them a call today, your free consultation, visit them online, or see them in the Experience Center and really get inspired with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Rob Domofsky is talking with the players right now, which we had to move him from 3:30 to 3:15, which means we have to hear from Brad. Hear Brad out next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Is one of the things that your girlfriend gets upset with is you interrupting her like this?
Probably.
I just complimented you. What the hell?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Tomorrow morning is going to be a great morning because I'm heading to the Princeton Club. I've had this tennis date scheduled. Going to go work out, swing the racket, Look, a couple drop shots in there.
Make sure you stretch them shoulders out.
Oh, I'm going to be sore if I stretch or don't or not, because these are going to be muscles that I need to utilize much more often. But that's what they provide, is something for everyone at the Princeton Club. Basketball hoops, tennis courts, swimming pools, functional strength training, best state of the art weight equipment, steam room saunas, free childcare to the membership, open 24/7. Check out the Madison locations or New Berlin and find your better tomorrow. Get the tour. You're going to fall in love. It's clean. It is inspiring. The people there are so friendly. You will find your fitness journey and find your better tomorrow at the Princeton Club. Kyle Bruston-Nortman across ESP Wisconsin. Stroll front of the show. YouTube at ESP Milwaukee, at ESP in Madison. And of course, the Carbless Talk and Text line always lights up for Here Brad Out. 800-990-3776. Let's hit it.
He's putting the final touches on it.
They say punters are people, too.
Punters are worthy of breaking news.
No, really, that's what they say.
Raising awareness everywhere that punters are people, too.
Okay, let's go to it. Time to hear from the punter. Time to hear Brad out.
All right, guys.
That was insane.
That was pretty good. Ben's in his bag with that here. All right, guys. And, yes, I am putting the finishing touches on it because this one is going to be something that all municipalities are going to want to implement when I'm done with it.
Wow. Municipalities.
Nothing like grabbing audience now, by saying municipality.
No, he got me. What are we trying to do out in my municipality, Brad?
Left lane licenses. That's right. I cannot stand any longer. I've hit my breaking point of lack of etiquette in the left lane. Yes, Ben.
I was really angry driving back and forth from Madison to Milwaukee twice last week with this situation, so you have my full attention.
Bro, from going to Oconomowoc to here every day, from all the different traveling, I can take it no longer. The squatters just hanging out and picnicking in the left lane. Left lane.
Strofe would fail. I don't know what it is, but he'd fail.
Left lane license plates. Now, similar to that of like the TSA, where you got to kind of go through some hoops in order to earn it, you got to go through a couple hoops in order to earn this, but here is what this would look like. We all know it's a problem, right? I don't even need to argue on that one. So the left lane license plate, you're going to have to earn. Now, it's going to be a one-time thing where you earn, and you have to be eligible for it by age. 25 to 75. That's when you can earn your left lane license. 16, let's be honest, you're not ready.
You're going too damn far. I don't know, 65 to 75-year-olds. My dad's in his 60s. He's losing his driving skills.
Well, I'm trying not to be too ageist now.
No, you need to be more ageist.
But I'm doing a little bit ageist on the back end and the front end, because let's be honest, these 16-year-olds, they haven't earned a time in the left lane yet. By the time you're 25, you're well seasoned for it. So it's only when you're 25 to 75, and there's two parts to it. Starts with a written exam. Now, this is basic, boys. Questions like this. You're in the left lane. No one's behind you. What do you do? Answer. Move over.
Get to the right lane. No one's around.
You move over. How about this question? What should be the speed differential between the left lane and the right lane? Faster. There is a simple written exam, not multiple choice. You have to actually fill it. I'm thinking 10 questions and seven.
Read all these
yeses.
Damn things.
And then finally, it ends with a simple road test, right? Where you're tested on speed management, situational awareness, and lane etiquette. Those things that you are observed on with someone in the car next to you. And then after you pass those, everyone that's willing to take that step of initiation to earn your left lane license, after the written exam and the speed management, you get that sticker. You slap it on your license plate, and you have earned your left lane certification. And then you can go ahead and you can use that left-hand lane. For everyone that you want to stay in the right lane, dude, all good. I am not mad at you. You stay in the right lane, and you enjoy life. But we're living life in the fast lane on the left, and you got to earn it just a little bit. I'm thinking that it's only $20. $20 to do it, and once as you do it, you have it for life. You have
license
it for life.
Is like a renewed license, like $35.
Yeah, it's gonna be a little something because you gotta pay for the instructor and all the kind of things with the written exam. So $20 to do it, but you have it for life. You have proven.
Sounds like a loss leader for these municipalities.
You respect the left lane and you have taken a level of commitment in order to do that. Now, what about enforcement? Yeah, that's right. Cops can pull you over if you're just hanging out in the left lane and you don't have your left lane certification. I'm also thinking, I see cameras everywhere, boys. I see cameras everywhere. And if you're spotted in the left lane, park in it,
picnicking in the left lane. Oh, no, no. You get a $40 bill to your home. I'm over it. I'm over it. And it's time we take a stand that, I mean, there's all these things where you, in life where you need pre-qualifications for. You got to go ahead and earn it. The left lane license is the one. And this is one of the few places in our world where there is just no level of respect for etiquette or one another. So I'm going to force it. I'm not trying to take away freedom, but the people that want it, I want you to earn it a little bit. And this is going to transform our experience on the road, and you can say goodbye to left lane squatters because you're going to need that left lane license or else.
No.
Yeah.
Brad, best one this week.
Okay, no. I'll still take that. What do you guys think?
Well, Brad, initially when you were talking, I was excited like Ben. Yes. I wrote down on my notes here, construction within 2 days, Brad already mad. And Brad...
Yeah, man. Dude, this 94 traffic is going to kill me. It is going to... I'm going to be...
You're going to lose it. I said, Brad with the easy layup, dunks it. And then I said, ... He missed it.
How?
You went too far. You went too far.
Yeah, this is a foolproof
25
plan.
To 75, come on. People get their license at 16. I got to wait 10 years to be able to get in the left lane.
You got to earn it.
Oh, my gosh.
You're not ready at 18 to respect the left lane?
Bro, you having me go to a damn professor and having to sign up for a whole damn semester
class?
Of school to be able to drive?
No class, just an exam.
Oh, no, Ego, it's just too much. You said there's an instructor they had to pay. You said my $20
you got to prove that you can do it.
Instructor. And then on top is Bradley. Dude, this isn't like a new idea. There's other states that literally have toll lanes for far left lanes, and you have to pay additional money to be in the far left lane. All you had to say is just have a fast lane and put a toll lane there, and that pays for the roads, that pays for the additional space that they can have, and it pays for people to be able to pay, get over in the left lane. Ain't nobody paying to go slow.
JD and Fondy chimes in on the Carbless Talk text line. Pay $20 to get on a list of potential speeders.
However you want to.
Brent Bucket from Buck and Honey's in Minnesota, you can get a ticket for being too slow in the left lane.
Ooh, now Minnesota's figuring it out.
That's a good call.
That is a good call.
That is such a good point. Here's $20. I'm basically telling you I want to go really fast.
Yeah,
in the left lane.
I'm going faster.
Yeah,
I think this is a brilliant plan. I think
you do.
There's a badge of honor to be your life
so
left lane
involved.
License. Left lane license, simple written exam.
No, it's all
a simple road test.
Do you think people are really going to be in that left lane, not without with the sticker, without?
But you risk being caught.
Like, I don't have time to go to the DMV to get a left lane license.
Dude, I didn't have time to go to the DMV to re-up my license.
Yeah. When you re-up your license, there's your perfect opportunity.
It took me 3 months to do it.
3 months.
Yeah, paid the price.
Kyle, you don't deserve to be in the left lane. You're going to disrespect the roads like that.
Okay, bro. Now,
all proceeds go to the Badgers NIL fund. Right?
Don't even put it towards that. Until Luke Fickell gets fired, hell no. Well, I'd rather be in the slow lane then.
No, you couldn't do that. You wouldn't survive. I know you.
I'll be swerving around everybody.
Yeah, I'm hoping not to get the old ticket.
You're
for not having your
ticket.
left lane license.
Left lane license.
Po-po. Move over.
Yep, got to move over. Panic.
Oh, man.
It's a winner, boys. It's a winner.
I don't know about that. Brad's kicking minute. I think we can trust that more than hear Brad out. What the hell is going on with McManus and Haversick? Well, Rob Domofsky filled us in. Brad's going to fill in even more next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
I'm sorry that I don't want to touch Ben's Peter.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Look, it was another weekend of trying to be comfortable. And I will say, you guys know I've been wearing my tank tops a lot. But in the winter, the hoodie that I have from Iron Jock that you have a chance to win right now,
so cool.
My wife is going to be so sick of how much I'm wearing my Iron Jock here. And I don't care because I love it that much, and you are going to love Iron Jock. And for basketball, I even have the long sleeve that makes me feel comfortable and makes me less smelly, which when I come home, now she's not like, holy cow, why do you sting? It's like, That's really good. That's because Iron Jock is the best for all of your gear needs, whether you're working out, playing basketball, chasing my daughter around. It keeps me fresh and dry. The silver ion technology. It kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria. It doesn't wash out. It doesn't wear out. And so when I tell you all these things, I'm living it, I'm feeling it, and I already see you calling. I haven't told you what number yet. Go to ironjock.com to get your hoodie today. That's ironjock.com, ironjoc.com, for the comfortable, fashionable performance. Iron Jock has it all. But get your hoodie right now. Caller 17, courtesy of Iron Jock, 800-990-3776. Caller 17, you will win an Iron Jock hoodie. You're going to be a happy, happy person. 800-990-3776. Caller 17. Good luck. Brad Nortman, Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust. Alex Strofer on the show. Brad, what the hell's going on with the kicker?
Yeah, guys, have you ever heard the phrase, you can judge someone by how they treat people below them? That's a phrase where it's like, you know, your server at a restaurant or something like that. You can tell a lot by how somebody treats somebody that's, quote, below them. And I heard a phrase that troubled me, and I was like, ah, it could just be nothing. But now I'm seeing how much of an issue it is. Matt LaFleur, not long ago, in this whole kind of drama of is McManus hurt, is he not? He said jokingly, I think he was joking at least, saying, I don't talk to kickers. Well, now that's looking like it's coming back to biting him, right? Head coach versus a kicker. Sure, head coach is certainly a lower level citizen in the NFL locker room for that. But Matt LaFleur showing early signs of mishandling this kicker situation. Now, I don't know if McManus is trying to flex and not let the other guy be able to play, and he's not being completely honest with the Packers and their you know, staff and whatever, or if there really is just a big miscommunication. But I think this is just another area where Matt LaFleur has sort of lost control of the team. Now, you could just say, okay, it's just the kicker talking, but this is a major deal. You're scoring points, and these margins of victory or defeat are small.
3 points.
And if you are not on the same page with your kicker, if you're not having good communication, and if you're not allowing him to trust you, and you're not trusting him, then how can you possibly call a good game and know exactly what you're doing? So the fact that McManus and LaFleur are not on the same page, they haven't been on the same page for a while, it's indicative of a lot going on underneath the scene. So Matt LaFleur needs to have an honest sit-down conversation with McManus and just say, listen, this is your job. We don't want to rush you back. We need you. However,
we're skipping out on 57 and 58 to kick 65.
We need you to be healthy. So you just let me know when you're healthy and we will bring you back. But until then, I need to be able to know that my kicker is 100%. Because when McManus is telling Troy Aikman in the production meetings that I'm still not 100%, that's a big, big problem. Something that LaFleur needs to continue to keep a pulse on. And it's just indicative of what's going on inside the Packers organization right now.
That's the Kicking Minute with Brad Nortman.
Yeah, I liked that. That was nice.
Jim, Matt, and Molly are next in Madison. Damn Sports Show in Beaver Dam. Ben, Kyle, Brad, Strofe, we're here with you till 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right here on 94.5 ESPN. YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. We'll talk to you in 2 short minutes. Don't go anywhere. Sports and banter, a perfect blend. KBN's the show that never ends.